The Mishnah says on Kuf Yedalet Amud Aleph, Mazgulo Kos Rishon. They poured, they mixed the first kos. Beishamai Yomim Mevarech Alayom V'Yachagach Mevarech Alayayim. Beishamai says, what's the order of the brachas on Kiddush? Mevarech Alayom, we make the bracha on the Kiddush Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. V'Yachagach Mevarech Alayayim. And then we make the borei priya gofen. Beisula omer mevarech alayayim, beahagach mevarech alayayim. And Beisula say that it's the reverse order. First you make the borei priya gofen, and then you make the birchas hayom. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim shebein beishamay beisula besuda. This machlokas is not just the machlokas beishamay beisula regarding Leil HaSeder, but it relates to Suda in general. It relates to Shabbos and Yom Tov in general. Beishamay omer mevarech alayayim, beahagach mevarech alayayim. Why do Beis Shammai say you make the Birchas Hayom first? You'd say Mekadosh HaShabbos before the Bar Pei Hagofen. Mipnei Shehayom Gorem LeYayin SheYovo. Because the Yom is Gorem LeYayin SheYovo. So we'll have to understand what that means. Yom causes the Yayin. So because the Yom causes the Yayin, that's the prime motivator of the Kiddush. So therefore you make the Birchas Hayom first. What's more says Beis Shammai, Kfar Kiddush Hayom Ve'adayin Yayin Lo Bo. For Kiddush Hayom, Shabbos has already begun, and the Yayin still hasn't come. First is the Knisas Yom HaShabbos. First we have Shabbos beginning, and then we come to the Kiddush. So for these two reasons, say Beis Shammai, you should make the Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayayin. Bein Belil HaSeder, Bein B'Shabbos Hayom. It's a general rule about Kiddush. Beisila argue, and they say, Mevarech HaLayom V'Yagach Mevarech HaLayim. Mevarech al hayayin, ve'agach mevarech al hayom. Why do they say it goes in the reverse direction? Mipnei shehayayin gorim lekiddush et hayomer. Say Beisila, why should you make a bar piragofen first? Because the yayin is gorim lekiddush et hayomer. Even though Beis Shammai might be right with their timing, but there's a different reason to say the bar piragofen first. Hayayin gorim lekiddush et hayomer. The yayin causes the kiddush to be said. Without the yayin, you're not going to say the kiddush. So the Yayin is the motivator, again. That's the prime motivator, so you make the Bar Piragofen first. The Racher, Birchas Hayayin Tadiru, Birchas Hayom, Eina Tadiru, Tod V'Sheno Tod V'Tod V'Kodim. The other reason, say Beisila, you make the Bar Piragofen first is because it's Tadir, it's more common. It's more common, just to explain simply, it's more common, you'll make the Bar Piragofen during the week Tadir. Many times during the year that you make a Bar Piragofen, but Birchas Hayom is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's not as common as the Bar Pei Hagofen. It's the simple pshat. Simple pshat. Zok the Gemara v'Hilchos HaKedivrei Beisila. We pass like Beisila, make the Bar Pei Hagofen first. My Dover Acher. Frag the Gemara. What's Dover Acher within Beisila? Just say what they say. What's the Loshen Dover Acher? V'chi Teima Hosam Tarti V'Hocha Choda. Beisila is saying what you might think the reason why Beis Shammai is correct is because they had Tzvei Taimin. There are two reasons within Beis Shammai. We only gave you one. So we'll throw in another reason too. You should know it's not two against one. It's really two up. It's two all. So my Taimin are more relevant, are stronger. So therefore we should paskin to make the Bar Piragofen first. That's the Loshen of the Gemara. A baskol came out to say that the halacha is like Beisila. The Gemara in Erevin in the first perek says that the baskol came out to say Beisham Beisila halacha ke Beisila. Zok the Gemara, Iboy same a kodem baskol. Either this line of the Gemara halacha ke Beisila was before the baskol. Obviously, after the baskol, we pass like Beisila. No question. But even before the baskol, in this particular area, halacha ke Beis Hillel, the ibay seima la'achar baskol, the Rabbi Yeshua he, the Amar ein mashgichim bebaskol. Rabbi Yeshua says ein mashgichim bebaskol, like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, says you don't listen to the baskol. So even though we don't listen to the baskol, but here the halacha is kedivrei Beis Hillel. Ad kan the words of the Gemara. Okay, we have a machlokes b'sharim Beis Hillel. What do we do? On a regular Shabbos, forget about the Seder. What do? We make a Bar Pei Hagofen before Mekadosh HaShabbos, or do we say Mekadosh HaShabbos first? And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel give two timing. Each one gives two timing for their respective shittas. And the Gemara paskins halacha kedivrei bissur. So let's take this Gemara slowly and carefully, each prat of the Gemara. Let's try to understand the different reasons of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Why they have to give two different reasons. Just give one reason. It's the same point anyway. Right? If one reason is enough, why is it necessary to have two reasons? And then in terms of halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel, the Gemara is trying to figure out, so what's unique about Beis Hillel? Davar Acher. Well, what's this Davar Acher doing over here? We don't see a Davar Acher within Beis Shammai, so why within Beis Hillel does the Gemara say Davar Acher? The Lashon of the Gemara seems quite interesting over here. So let's take it slow. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Mevarech al Hayayin v'Acherach Mevarech al Hayom. This is Beis Hillel. So both Rashi and the Rashbam point out, V'hu adin l'makadesh al hapas. Not only if you make Kiddush on Yayin, but even if you make Kiddush al Hapas, you make a Hamotzi before Mekadosh HaShabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Now this line of Rashi and the Rashbam is mentioned within Beis Hillel. No one says this within Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is not the first man to Amar in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai is. But yet within Beis Hillel, Rashi and the Rashbam point out that it's not only if you're making Kiddush on Yayin, but even if you make Kiddush on Pas, you make the Birchas Hanenin before the Birchas Hayom. Within Beis Shammai, they don't make this point. So it would seem as though within Beis Shammai, it's not true. But this idea that Mevarech Birchas Hanenin Kodem, that applies only to Kiddush Al Hayayin and not to Kiddush Al Hapas, that's something unique to Beis Hillel. But Shitas Beis Shammai, maybe it would not apply to Mekadosh Al Hapas. Why not? What are the timing of Beis Shammai? Well, let's go through the timing. Let's try to understand carefully what Beis Shammai is saying, and then we'll go to Beis Hillel, and then we'll try to put it all together. So what does Beis Shammai say? Mevarech al hayom v'achagach mevarech al hayayin. First you make Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, and then Bar Per Dofer. Why? Two reasons. First of all, Mipnei Shehayom Gorem Liyayin Shiyavim. What do those words mean? Hayom gorim liayin shiyavim. So both Rashi and Rashbam here say, pardon me, the Rashbam says over here, gorim liayin shiyavim, call them suda. The chiddush of Beis Shammai is that the reason why you say the birchas hayom first is because the yom is gorim liayin shiyavim, call them suda. There's something unique to the fact that you make a bar pegofen before you start eating. No one's debating that perhaps you drink wine during the week as well, but you drink wine as part of the Suda. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're making Kiddush on Yayin before the Suda, and that's what's special over here, according to Beis Shammai. Because you're doing something different, the Yom is causing you to do something different with the Yayin, so there's something special about the Yom, so we make a Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayayin. That's the first time of Beis Shammai, according to the Rashbam. Rashi and Brochus has a little bit of a different lashon where this Mishnah occurs. This Mishnah is brought in Brochus. Hayom gorim liyayin shiyavo on the Gemara there. Rashi says, kos ze lo boa ela b'shvil Shabbos l'kiddush. This kos comes for Kiddush. He doesn't say like the Rashba. The key is not that it's coming kodem asuda. It's not that the key is it's coming kodem asuda. There's nothing special about that. Okay, so it's coming Kodem HaSuda. What's that matter? The key is, the Yom is Gorim Liyayin Shiyavo. This Kos wouldn't come without Shabbos and Kiddush. Shabbos, the Chovas Kiddush, the day of Shabbos, the Chovas Kiddush, is bringing this Kos. The Mechayev of this Kos is Kiddush. You could drink wine, but this kos is a chiyav. Why is this kos coming? What's the chiyav of this kos? The Chovas Kiddush is bringing this kos. The Yom HaShabbos is bringing this kos. So that's why you make a Birchas Hayom before Birchas Hayayin. It's not that you wouldn't drink wine in the middle of the meal, but this particular kos, the Chovas Kiddush, is coming because of Shabbos. So because the Shabbos and the Chovas Kiddush is causing this kos, that's why you make the Birchas Hayom first. But the key is not that we have Yayin Kodem HaSuda. That's not the key over here, according to Rashi and Brochus. The key is that the chovas ha-kos, this kos of Kiddush is coming because of Yom HaShabbos, so therefore you make the Birchas HaYom first. Okay, this is the first point. The first point of Beshama. It's interesting, actually. I'm not sure if you got to the Gemara in Sukkah yet. But Rashi in Sukkah says something very interesting on this first point of Beshama. What does Rashi say in Sukkah? Did someone notice what Rashi says in Sukkah? Is there something interesting? Rashi in Sukkah says, "Hayom gorim liayin shiyavo shimlom ibnei kiddush lo haya nizkak lekos lifnei suda." What's interesting about Rashi? Shimlom ibnei kiddush lo haya nizkak lekos lifnei suda. Rashi does emphasize lifnei suda in Sukkah. He seems to be going more like the Rashban, that the key is we never would have had a kos before the suda. But here, we suddenly have a kos before the Suda due to Kiddush. So Kiddush is doing something different. Kiddush is making us have Yayin before the Suda. That's something unique. So therefore, we make a Birchas HaYom, because the Yom is doing something special over here. It's bringing the Kiddush, and that's making the Yayin come before the Suda. Rashi and Brochas doesn't say that. Rashi and Brochas is just saying, the Chovas HaKiddush, this kos that's coming, as a special Chiyuv. Let's say a person doesn't want to drink wine, but here he has a Chiyuv to drink wine. Where's that chiyuv coming from? It's coming from the yom. So the yom is giving us an extra chiyuv of a koshel yayin. So therefore, make the birchas hayom before the birchas hayayin. This is the first point of Beshama. But Beshama is another point. The reason why we make a birchas hayom before the birchas hayayin, why? For kiddush hayom ve'adayin yayin lo bo. Kiddush hayom. What does kiddush hayom mean? They said kiddush. Kiddusha hayom. There was the knisas hayom. The yom began. The day began, that's what Kiddush HaYom means. The day already began. The day began, right? In most circumstances, what are you doing, right? You're daven Maariv, it's Tzeisak HaKov, you walk home, it's dark, and now you're going to say Kiddush. Shabbos already began. For Kiddush HaYom, the Adayin, Yayin Lobah. You're not there, you're not at the table, you're not with the Yayin. So in terms of chronological order, the day comes before the Kiddush. So Zag Beshama, you make the Birchas HaYom first, because in the order of chronology, the day is coming first. What's difficult about this time of Beshama? It's not always true. It's not always true that the day comes first. Yeah, if you're Mekabel Shabbos in a normal way, if it's a short Friday, you're not going to make an early Shabbos, so then you're going to daven Maariv after Tzeis HaKol Chavim. But let's say you make an early Shabbos, like in the summer. Is that for Kiddush HaYom? The Kiddush HaSayom, the Kiddush HaSayom comes before the Yayin? Who says? Doesn't the Yayin come before Tzeis HaKol Chavim then? It's a Pella. How can Beishamai make such a statement? The first part of Beishamai again, HaYom Gorim LeYayin SheYom that I hear. But for Kiddush HaYom, it's not always true. In some circumstances, it's true. You have Tzeis HaKol Chavim first, but in other circumstances, the Kiddushas Hayom, the Knisas Hayom, comes after the Yayin. You're sitting down to the meal, and it's light outside. So what's Beishamai saying? So this is a question that the Rishonim address. What's the simple answer to that question? Before we look at the Rishonim, what's the simple answer to the question? What's the simple answer to that question? Yes, Benji Paul.
Say
Lo Plo. Okay, I hear. That's an interesting answer. I'm looking for something a little different. Yes? Let's just say simple. Right? So if you hold of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes does something, it's Mekabel, some type of Kedusha Sayyam. Maybe not the full Kedusha Sayyam, maybe from Malacha. Yeah, a whole Lumdis back up. But it does something. So let me ask you a question. If you're coming to Kiddush, what did you probably do before you sang Kiddush? What did you probably do? You went to shul first, right? So what did you probably do before Kiddush?
Daven Maariv. I think that's what we normally do before you
sit down. So once you daven Maariv, aren't you Mekabel Shabbos and Maariv? It's really a pella. Right? I don't understand the question that you're showing. It's really... The simple answer is, Prakidash Hayom. Either Prakidash Hayom Mamish in the sense that Tzeis HaKolchavim has already come, or you were Mekabel Shabbos already in Marif. That's what Bishamay is saying. Prakidash Hayom, Ve'adayin Yayin Loba. The Yayin is not here. There are different ways that Kiddush Hayom, either it can be natural before you daven Marif. You can have a Knesset Hayom before you daven Marif, or if you want to daven Marif early, but then you have a Kabbalah Hayom. You have an acceptance of the Kiddush Hayom. So I'm not really sure I understand what the Ritva and the Rashba are even asking. It's a big Kiddush. But that's what they ask. Okay, we'll see that maybe some of the Rishonim learned the Pshutim, not like the Ritva and the Rashba. But that's what the Ritva and the Rashba ask. So what do they say? What's the answer the Ritva and the Rashba give? So they've heard of the concept of Tosefes, but they have a very interesting way of learning this. What is the Ritva saying? This is a Ritva in Brochus. If you have the packet number 26, please look on with me. It's page number 1. The Ritva in Dibra Maslo Gemara, he says like this, Kvar Kiddush Hayom V'adayin Yayin Lava, early, and he says Kiddush. Right, that was the raya that you can daven early. You can say Kiddush early. It worked very hard on the Rambam Shita. If you don't hold of Tosefes, how does that work? Okay. So, Frekta Ritva. But sometimes you mekadesh before the day because you can daven early. Says the Ritva, Hosam nami kemen shenotal hakos al menas lekadesh nesa b'malocha ukvar kiddush hayom etzlo kodem shiyekadesh. How does the Ritva understand Beis Shammai's statement? The kiddusha sayom comes before the yayin. What does that mean? That means that the kiddusha sayom has come before the kiddush. But if you pick up the coast, you've already been Mekabel Shabbos with the Netilas HaKos. By picking up the coast, you've been Nesa B'Malacha, and that's Kfar Kiddush Hayom. Before what? But the Yayin's here. Isn't the Yayin on the table? You're picking it up. Yeah, but you haven't said Kiddush. So even though the Yayin physically is here, but you haven't related to the Yayin yet. Right? First you pick up the coast, but picking up the coast with the intention to be Mekadesh, that already Ases B'Malacha's up the Ritva. Sounds like he's talking about Tosefes Shabbos. Adayin Yayin Lobo. The Kiddush hasn't been said yet. That's what Beis Shammai is saying. Meaning, for Kiddush Hayom, what comes first? Are we Mesiaches to the Yayin, or do we pick up the Yayin? First, we're picking up the Yayin, we're picking up the Kos. When we pick up the Kos, we haven't done anything with the Yayin yet. We haven't said Kiddush yet. But just by picking up the Kos, we've been Mekabel Shabbos. So that's why you should say the Birchas Hayom first, because in chronological order, the Kiddushas Hayom comes before the Kiddush. The Kiddushas Hayom comes before the Kiddush. That's what the Ritva is saying. Adayin Yayin Loba means the Kiddush hasn't come yet. So even if you're Mekadesh before Tzeis HaKolchavim, you'll still have the Kiddushas Hayom before the Kiddush. Because once you, the moment you pick up the coast, you've been Mekabel Shabbos, but the Kiddush hasn't begun, so therefore it makes sense to say the Birchas Hayom first. This is how the Ritva learns. The Rashba learns similarly, with a nuance of difference, but a similar pshat. You'll turn to page 3 for a moment, the Rashba in Brochus. Gemara Kfar Kiddush Hayom Piresh Mishas Kabbalah. Mishas Kabbalah. From the time that you're Mekabel Shabbos. Vafilu Kodam Bekiddush Alakos. Even if you're Mekadesh al HaKos before a Kabbalah, the Rashba concedes that if you're Mekabel Shabbos, of course Kfar Kiddush Hayom. Of course the Kiddush Hayom comes first, Mishas Tosefes Shabbos. But even if you are not Mekabel Shabbos, meaning both the Ritva and the Rashba are assuming that we're talking about a person who hasn't necessarily Daven Marv. Beis Shammai's time is even if you haven't Daven Marv. So you didn't have a Kiddushas, there was no Kabbalah Tosefes in Marv, but you sang Kiddush. Afilu kodam kiddush al hakos berev Shabbos mikamakom harei u'asa b'malacha mishashu omer kiddush al hakos. He's asa b'malacha from what moment? From what moment is he asa b'malacha according to the Rashba? Mishashu omer kiddush al hakos. Not from the moment that you pick up the kos to say kiddush. You got to say something according to the Rashba. The Ritva holds that you can have the Kabbalah Belayev bedas, just by picking up the kos al menas to be mekadesh, that's enough to be mekabel tosefes Shabbos. The Rashba goes a little bit further and says, well, but once you say kiddush, then you've been mekabel tosefes. You need a dibur according to the Rashba. That's what it sounds like, right? You need a dibur to have kabbalas tosefes. But a dayin yayin lo buzz of the Rashba, what's he going to say to that? The yayin's on the shulchan. I've said kiddush already, so the yayin. I mean, once I start to say kiddush, I am misyaches to the yayin. I am involved with the yayin. So how can you say the yayin hasn't come yet? For kiddush, I know there was no kabbalah before. The kiddush was only through the kiddush itself. I'm a kabel tosefes Shabbos, but once I start to make kiddush, I'm being misyaches to the yayin. I'm saying kiddush on yayin. So what does that mean? A dayin yayin loba. What's the answer? Rashba apparently is learning that yayin loba means that the shtias hayayin hasn't come. The first I'm saying kiddush, I'm a kabel kedusha Shabbos with kiddush. Okay, the kiddush is on the yayin, but just the words? No, the birchas hayayin is going on the drinking of the wine. The drinking of the wine hasn't come first. It hasn't come yet. First is the kabolas kedushas Shabbos. So zap beishamai. That's why you say the birchas hayom first. Say the birchas hayom first because the drinking of the wine doesn't come before the kedushas haShabbos comes. And even if you're gonna say kiddush before tzeisak al chavim, but you'll be mekabel tosefes Shabbos with the kiddush, not by picking it up al menas to be mekadesh like the Ritva says, but through the kiddush itself. I'm being misyaches to the yayin. Yes, you're being misyaches to the yayin, but not really, because you're not drinking the wine yet. So since you're not drinking the wine yet, it's more appropriate, say Beishamai, to make the Berchas Hayom first, because that Taka comes first, for Kiddush Hayom, through the Kiddush itself. What emerges is that both the Ritva and the Rashba are saying that if you're Makabel, if you make Kiddush during the time of Tosefes, you make Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, then what's happening is for Kiddush Hayom through the Kabbalas Tosefes. They're both saying that, clearly. But what's interesting is that they learn Beishamai a little bit differently. What's the key? That the Kabbalas Tosefes comes before you make Kiddush? Or that the Kabbalas Tosefes comes before you drink the wine? And if you think about it, the comment of the Ritva that you're Makabel Tosefes believe just by picking up the kos with the das to be Makadosh, why does he say that? Why doesn't he just say Makabel Tosefes with the Kiddush itself? Because he's troubled that once you start Kiddush, you're misyaches to the wine. You're involved with the wine. So how can you say the wine is not here yet? It is here. It's there simultaneously with the Kiddush. Or maybe even you should say, once I say the first word, before I've actually said Mekadesh HaShabbos, before I've even mentioned Shabbos, I just say Baruch. Right? I've said something. I'm already misyaches to the yayin. I picked it up. I'm working with the yayin. I'm saying Kiddush on yayin. So how can you say that the Kiddushas of Shabbos comes before the Yayin? So the Ritva feels compelled to say that apparently you're Makabel Shabbos before you get started, before you even start the Kiddush. Just by picking up the kos itself, there must be a Kabbalas Tosefes Shabbos. The Rashba, on the other hand, feels that you need Kabbalas Tosefes Bedivah. You have to say something. So if you need Kabbalas Tosefes Bediba, then there's no way to say that there's going to be a Kabbalas Tosefes without a Kiddush. Just in mind, you pick up the kos in mind to say Kiddush, that's not enough for Tosefes. So the Rashba has to stretch it on the other end. He has to say that a Dayin Yayin Loba doesn't mean that I'm not doing anything with the Yayin. I am doing something with the Yayin. I'm saying Kiddush on the Yayin when I'm a Kabbalas Tosefes. But the reality is, the Iker that I do with the yayin is the shtia, and I'm not drinking it yet, so therefore it makes more sense to say the Berchas Hayom before the Berchas Hayom. So both the Ritva and the Rashba are learning that the reason why the Berchas Hayom comes first is because there is a Kabbalas Tosefes. There's a Kabbalas Tosefes before Tzeisak Kol Chavim. That's clear. But the details are, what does it mean that the Yom is before the yayin? Which aspect of the Yom and the yayin are they picking up on? But Derech Agav, it's just interesting. What's Masha, both from the Rashba and the Ritva? What does Tosefes Shabbos do? Did you notice? We just read like one line of each, but they seem to be saying pretty clearly that, what are they saying? Is Tosefes a limited halacha, or is it an expansive halacha? Does it apply to Issa Malacha, or does it apply to a full Kedusha Sayyidah?
Would they say that you can be applying to the Shabbat during the time of Tosefes, or no? What do you think of the halacha?
They say it beferish, you're right, Rav. Exactly. Nesa b'malach, I read this Rifan Rashba, I said, wow, this is quite a lotion. It's a collector's item. It's one of those things that, you know, when you're online in the calf, you can talk to the guy behind you. The lotion of the Rifan is, Hosam nami kevish not lakos al manas lakadish, Nesa b'malach. Nesa b'malach, why pick on Nesa b'malach? For halal of Kedusha Shabbos. Well, what does he have to pick on Nesa b'malach? The Rashba also has such a lashon, huh? Mikol makom harei hu osu b'malacha mishah shu omer kedusha alakos. B'shami says, for kiddush hayom. What does he say? For chola olav kedusha Shabbos. Neither of them say that. It's not muchav. You don't have to say it. They want to pick on some, you know, they don't want to say a whole shtickle Torah here. You know, for chola kedusha Shabbos, and it can be yotzit, it's a super Shabbos, and a shi yaseres, you should always remember. Then I didn't say this. But the lashon is quite remarkable. They're not saying farchola kedusha Shabbos. They say nesa b'malacha. That's the key. The ikar of Kabbalah's kedusha of Kabbalah's Tosefes sounds like it's all the issa malacha. That's what it sounds like. Very interesting. Again, it's not muchrach, because you could say they're just picking on the most obvious nafkamina. But halodavu, it is interesting. It certainly is interesting. Okay, this is the Ritva and the Rashba to try to understand Beishan. The Rashbam doesn't learn like the Ritva and the Rashba. What does the Rashbam say? Now let's now look at the Rashbam in light of what we've seen in the Ritva and the Rashba. Let's see what the Rashbam says about Kfar Kiddush Hayom Ve'adayin Yayin Lobo. Kfar Kiddush Hayom, says the Rashbam, Tamachin Osein L'dvarav D'mishekiblo Olov Mi'itziyah Sakolchovim Kiddush Hayom Ve'adayin Yayin Lobo Ve'adayin Lobo Yayin L'shulchan U'ksheim Shekodim L'knisa Kakodim L'brochim. What does the Rashbam say? Mishekiblo alav miyitziyas hakolchavim. His mekabel Shabbos with tzeis hakolchavim. He made it tzeis hakolchavim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it. What kind of lashon is that? What lashon? Mishekiblo alav miyitziyas hakolchavim. So the Rashashi points out that there must be a telesofa in the Rashbam. It just doesn't read well. No one's mekabel Shabbos with tzeis hakolchavim. Tzeis hakolchavim is a natural kabbalah Shabbos, a natural chalos. Kedusha Shabbos, and Kiblo Olav sounds like the Gavra was Mekabel Tosefa Shabbos on him. So that's the comment of the Rashash, and the Girsa really should be what? The Girsa should really be Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Demisha Kiblo Olav Omid Sei Sakol Chavim Kein Sarach Loma. Either Kiblo Olav, that the individual is Mekabel, what's he talking about? If he's mekabel before tzeis hakolchavim, he's mekabel tosefes Shabbos. That's kfar kiddush hayom before the yayin, or mitzias hakolchavim. If he's saying kiddush after tzeis hakolchavim, then automatically Shabbos is chal. You don't need his kabbalas tosefes. Shabbos is chal automatically. So there are two cases the Rashbam is saying. The Rashbam is coming to bavar in this kasha. He's coming to answer this kasha. That the time of Beis Shammai doesn't apply if you're making Kiddush before Tzeis HaKolchavim. Because it wasn't for Kiddush Hayom before the Yayin. So comes the Rashbam and says, no, it was Kiddush Hayom. Not Kiddush Hayom in the sense that it naturally happened, but for Kiddush Hayom, the Kiddush HaSayom was Chal, Shabbos was Chal, for Malacha, for other things, but Shabbos was Chal. How? Through the Kabbalah, through the Gavra's Kabbalah. He doesn't mention anything about saying Kiddush. He just says, Misha Kiblo. How's he mekabel? He's mekabel b'fah. He's mekabel in tefillah. The Rashbam could be talking about someone davening, a regular case. Regular case. Both the Ritva and the Rashba seems to be talking about the time of Beis Shammai is assuming the person's not davening marav. It's very strange. I mean, most people daven mar before they say kiddush. So if you daven mar first, so then it's obvious for kiddush hayom and tefillah before the yayin. And this Bamis is what Rashi says in Brachas. You got to read the Rashis carefully. He says it's beferish. What does Rashi say? Rashi has both cases. That's what the Rashash points out. It's not even, I mean, you could notice it in the Rashi, but just in case you missed it, the Rashash doesn't. V'kvakidesh hayom demi shekibel or love omi tesek or chavim kentzer chamar v'chein hu beperish Rashi bevrachas. It's Rashi and Brachas. Rashi and Brachas, the Rashbam here is saying that v'kvakidesh hayom within Beis Shammai, that applies whether you say kiddush after tesek or chavim or you say kiddush before, because mi shekibel or love, when you daven Marev, you mekabel tosefes, so then of course v'kvakidesh hayom with the kabbalas tosefes in Marev. The Ritva and the Rashbam, for some reason, are assuming Beis Shammai is going even if the person is not davening Marv. He doesn't have a Farish or Kabbalah. So if he doesn't have an explicit Kabbalah, so where's the Kiddush Hayom? So they stand on their heads to figure out that, no, through the Kiddush, there's going to be some kind of Kabbalah Tosefes. Either through the Kiddush itself, or by picking up the coast, Al Menas LeKaddish, that is tantamount to a Kabbalah Belev, if you will. But for some reason, they're assuming that he's not having marriage. So where's the Kiddush Hayom? It's not in the Kiddush itself. And then they have to figure out why is the Kabbalah before the Yayin? Before what Yayin? Before the Kiddush? Before the Shtiyas HaYayin? According to Rashi and the Rashbam, Beis Shammai's time is very simple. Kiddush Hayom, either if you make Kiddush after Tzeisek HaChavim, your Kiddush HaSayam paying with Tzeisek HaChavim, and you haven't even come to the table. Adayin yayin loba means the yayin hasn't even come to the table yet. Maybe someone set the table, but you're not there, so it's like the yayin is not at the table. You're not even there at the table. Farkidish hayom beflayin. So Mishas says that if you're still in shul, farkidish hayom before you come to the table, and if you're makabel Shabbos before tzeisik al chavim, so then again, the yayin is loba. You're not at the table. It's poshut. It's not that kiddush hasn't come. Right? That you haven't said the Kiddush yet. You've only picked up the post. It's not that you haven't drunk the Yayin. No! The Yayin didn't even come to the Shulchan. The Kabbalah's Tosefes, or the natural Kenisa Sayom of Tzeis HaKavim, comes way before the Suda. So Beis Shammai is Mamish Poshet, according to the Rashbam and Rashi. It's a much simpler pshat than the Beis Shammai. Very interesting. Questions? Yes.
It shows that he wanted to do this example when he said that Kiddush doesn't necessarily have to be part of this example. What if they're around,
Okay. So what does the Gemara say? We're not finished with Beis Shammai yet. We've just started. We've done a lot, but we have to go to the next level. So Beis Shammai has two reasons why you make the Birchas Hayom first. Again, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel. You make the Birchas Hayom first. But Beis Shammai is a chelik of Torah. We have to understand Shitas Beis Shammai. It'll help us to Beis Hillel, but we have to understand Shitas Beis Shammai itself. Beis Shammai has two different reasons why you make the Birchas Hayom first. Right? Hayom gorim liyayin shiyavo, in kvar kiddush hayom, v'adayin yayin lobo. What's interesting about the way the Gemara deals with Beis Shammai? There are two reasons from Beis Shammai, two reasons from Beis Hillel. And yet when it comes to Beis Hillel, the Gemara gets all tangled up. Yes, Shalom? Question? Or? Okay, go ahead, yeah. The Gemara gets all tangled up about Beis Hillel. My Dovaracha, what is Beis Hillel? You know, why do Beis Hillel say Dovaracha? But why do Beis Hillel say Davar Acha? The Gemara asks, you know, what's the purpose of the Davar Acha? But why do they say Davar Acha? Beis Shammai should also say Davar Acha. There's a Davar Acha in both. It's really very strange. So why does the Gemara, or Beis Hillel themselves, why did they add the Davar Acha? The Gemara asks that Kasha. Gemara says, no, if you think that Beis Shammai have two reasons, and we only have one reason, the Emes says we have two reasons too. So why doesn't it say Davar Acha within Beis Shammai? Why didn't Beis Shammai say Davar Acha? So this is a question that the Ritva addresses. Ritva in a different Dibur Maschil. Also in Brachos. The Ritva in Dibur Maschil Mai says, my Davar Acha, derech ha-Talmud lishol, my Davar Acha, my va-Omer. Sometimes the Gemara gives different psukim. It says, this is the Makar va-Omer, and it also says this other pasuk. So the Gemara sometimes says, my va-Omer, what's the reason for the pasuk? Maybe you'll think the following, so therefore we mention a pasuk. So Zakhtar Ritva, sometimes the Gemara, it's common for the Gemara to ask this, my davar acher, my va'omer, he wants to understand what's the purpose of the extra lashon. So that's why, since Beis Hillel mentioned the lashon davar acher, that's why the Gemara asked about Beis Hillel. Avagabe Beis Shammai d'lo amri, ha'ilishna, Beis Shammai doesn't say such a lashon of davar acher. Avagabe da amri trei taima, lo daikina. Beis Shammai doesn't say Davar Acha, so the Gemara doesn't pick up on it. The Gemara could have asked, why did Beis Shammai need a second reason? Bechlal, Beis Hillel didn't say anything, so let them just give one reason. And then if they see Beis Hillel giving two reasons, they can respond. Why did they give two reasons? The Gemara doesn't ask such a question. Because Beis Shammai felt there were two reasons, and that's it. If Beis Shammai had said, I'll give you one reason, and Davar Acha, so then the Gemara would have asked, why did Davar Acha? Why do you have to mention Davar Acha? But since Beis Shammai doesn't have such a lashon, so therefore the Gemara doesn't ask the question. So it would seem, according to the Ritva, there's nothing really different between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They both have two answers. Both answers are relevant, bein lefi Beis Shammai, bein lefi Beis Hillel. But since Beis Hillel was on the defense, since Beis Shammai already gave two answers, they have to say Davar Acha. That's why the Gemara picks up on it. Comes the Tzlach and says, no. There's a very big difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's a reason why Beis Shammai didn't say Davar Acha. Why not? Let's see the Tzlach and say. Lo de Yehuda wrote Chidushim on Shas called Sion LeNefesh Chaya. His mother was named Chaya. So as an Ilu Nishmasa, he wrote the Sefer. It's a classic. His Chidushim and Brochas and Psachim, the Tzlacham Psachim, is a classic. Ah. And Beitza, Brochas, Psachim, and Beitza, these are the classical Masechtas that Tzlach wrote. But now you can buy a two-volume Tzlach that has the Tzlach on other Masechtas too. He found he has other Ksavim, and he's a big gong, so they have another Masechtas. But for years, he only had the Tzlach on Brochas, Psachim, and Beitza. But it's a thick Sefer. He doesn't need my Haskam. Mamish unbelievable. One of the Gedolei Achronim. So he has like this. Let's see it inside together. Let's read a Tzlach together. Page 4. Lama lo kasha le al Beis Shammai, lama le trei taimin, Why doesn't the Gemara ask on Beis Shammai, why did Beis Shammai need two taimim? It's basically the kasha of Davar Acher. My Davar Acher, Beis Hillel needs the second, his second shot. Why does he need a second reason? So he should have asked the same thing on Beis Shammai. Nira is up the slug that's loud. The Beis Shammai Amatrei Taimi, the Tarvayu Tzrifi. They both are necessary. Beis Shammai are not just giving an extra time, so you shouldn't think, oh, it's a two against one, and if there are more reasons to say the other way, then we'll lose. No, Beis Shammai needs both reasons, because they're not always relevant. There are cases where one time is not relevant, so Beis Shammai has to be given other reasons. Trei taimi de tavayu tzrichi. Yes. The tam shayom gorin shayach rak b'makadish al hayayim. Aval b'makadish al hapas, otu chovas kiddish gorin lapas, halochi of pas u b'shal v'sudas, v'kulu k'sidi b'tosah hayom shal v'parshas amam. Says the Tzlach, but the tam of Beis Shammai, shehayom gorin l'yayim. What does that mean, shehayom gorin l'yayim? The kiddish is gorin, Yayin, it's Gorem Yayin Kodem Asuda, it's Gorem Yayin of Kiddush. Remember the two different approaches we had? The Kiddush is what's Gorem this post of Yayin. Really? Kiddush is Gorem the post of Yayin? Let's say a person's Mekadosh Alapas, he's making Kiddush on bread. So he's making Kiddush on bread, he says, he has to say Hamotz, he has to say Mekadosh HaShabbos, what's the order? So presumably, Beis Shammai still would say that the order is exactly the same as what they say if you're Mekadosh HaYayin. You make what? Beis Shammai says make the Birchas Hayom before Bar Pegav. And Beis Hillel says make the Bar Pegav first. So Mekadosh Al Hapas, Mestama, they also argue. Why should it only be Mekadosh Al Hayayim? After all, Rashi and Rashban say, V'hu Adin LeMekadosh Al Hapas, Beis Hillel has the same sheet whether the Mekadosh Al Hayayim or Al Hapas. Why Dafka Beis Hillel? Why not Beis Shammai? It's not the Tzlach, not the Dafka, not to Rashi and Rashban.
Rashi and Rashban are very short. They say v'hu adin b'makadosh al hapas dafka l'gabe Beis Hillel, because l'gabe Beis Shammai it's not true. The time and the first time would not apply to makadosh al hapas. What's the first time? The yom is gorim the yayim.
Is it really true that the yom is gorim the pas? What does it mean? The yom is gorim the yayim. Tzlach explains the chovas hakiddush of the yom, the chovas hakiddush of Shabbos is gorim the yayim. Is the Chovas HaKiddush Gorim Pas? I make a Hamotzi because of a Chovas HaKiddush? Let's say I wouldn't have a mitzvah of Kiddush, but I still make a Hamotzi. Can I still make a Hamotzi on Shabbos?
Sure.
Why?
Because of what Chiyuv? Suda Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv of Kiddush, there's a Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. And I'll talk about Kiddush, Rav and Suda, there's a Chiyuv and a Rav and Shabbos, but they're two different Chiyuvim. Zot, Tzlach, even if I didn't have a Chovas Kiddush, I'd still make a Hamotzi. Kiddush is not Gorim Pas on Shabbos. So why should I make a Birchas Hayom first?
If Birchas Hayom first, according to the Beis Shammai, is a functional effect of the Chovas HaKiddush is Gorim the Yayin, that's true if you're Mekadosh on Yayin. But if you're Mekadosh al HaPas, the Chovas HaKiddush is not going to pass. So in such a case, according to Beis Shammai, you should make the Birchas HaMotzi first. Why should you make the Birchas Hayom first? The tam shekvar kiddush hayom l'chud. How about the other tam? Kvar kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin l'ba. Shayach b'makadosh b'alayla. Aval hamakdim l'kadosh b'od yom lo shayach tam ze. The kasha be'emes hiksha harashba b'chidusha. The Rashba already asked that if you're making kiddush b'od yom, then you can't say kvar kiddush hayom before the yayin. Because the Yayin's here, and lo kiddush hayom adayin, it's not tzeisa kol chavin. The Rashba is this, he has to stand on his head, is there tosefes, is not tosefes. Says the Tzlach, the simple answer is, that time of Beis Shammai doesn't apply when you're makadosh mevod yom. Right? If you're not going to daven maariv, right? Rashi and Rashbam say, no, kiddush hayom applies even if you're making kiddush before tzeis kol chavin, because you daven maariv already. So misha kiblo for kiddush hayom. And the Rashba and the Ritva say, no, well, once you pick up the kosher kiddush, you're makabel. Well, once you say the kiddush, you're makabel. Okay.
mitzvah. Forget all the fancy answers. If you're not going to daven Maariv, then there is no Kabbalas Tosefes over here.
Aye, but when you pick up the kos, you're going to be Mekabel Tosefes. Come on, the Yayin's here already. You can't say, Farkinish Hayom Ve'adayin Yayin Lobo. The Yayin's here, open your eyes. You just picked up the kos.
So up the tzlach, that time doesn't apply if you're saying Kiddush Mevo'od Yom.
V'lachin Hutzach Litein Tam Shayom Gore.
Says the tzlach, the reason why Beis Shammai had to give both reasons is because they don't apply in every circumstance. The first one is not going to apply if you're Makare Shalapas. Because you can't say the Chovas HaKiddush is causing the Pas to come. Because you'd have to have Pas anyway due to Suda Shabbos. And the second reason of Tarkidash Hayom, that the Kiddusha Sayom comes before the Yayin, that's not true if you're Makadesh before Tzeisar Kochavim. The Kiddusha Sayom didn't come yet. And yet the Yayin is here. If you didn't have Mark. If you didn't have Mark, the Kiddusha Sayom didn't come. And the Yayin is here. Aye, but I'm going to have a Kiddusha Sayom, I'll be Makabal Tosef, it's in the Kiddush. But the Yayin's already here, it's on the table. It's on the table. So that time doesn't apply if you're Makadesh Mevo'od Yom. So Zakta Tzlach, that's why Beisham needed those reasons. You can't ask my Davar Achen. Of course, you need the Davar Achen because you need both reasons. Each reason is not going to apply in certain circumstances. Comes the Tzlach and says, Nafkemina Lemaisin, what I just told you, according to Beis Shammai. Again, it's not Lemaisin because we don't paskin this way, but within Beis Shammai, it would come out in Nafkemina Lemaisin. The Ulei B'Mekadesh Arifta U'Mibaod Yom would come out that if you're Mekadesh on bread, and Mibaod Yom, Modu Beis Shammai Demavarech Alapas Tchila V'Acharkach Al Hayom.
Wow.
Zokta Tzlach, Nafkemina Lemaisa, based on what I'm telling you, according to Beis Shammai, this is a collector's item. Do you know the Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Silo, Beis Hasayom, Beis Hasayom? Give me a case where, according to Beis Shammai, the Beis Hasayom is going to come first. That's a good extra credit question. Well, it's not a good extra credit question anymore. Right, give me a case, according to Beis Shammai, where the Bircha Sanen is going to come first. If you're Mekadesh ala pas, Mibaod Yom. Because then neither reason of Beis Shammai applies. So then they'd admit to Beis Hillel that you say Hamotzi before Mekadesh Shabbos. That's what the Tzlach wants to say. And that's how he explains. It's Ashir Kloli is giving. And he's troubled with the fact that there's this Lashon of Davar Acha within Beis Hillel and not within Beis Shammai. The Gemara doesn't pick up on Beis Shammai. Well, what's Davar Acha? Why do they give two reasons? The answer is it's poshut because you need both reasons, because each reason is deficient. They're not going to apply in all circumstances. That's why Beis Shammai gives both reasons. So I can give you a scenario, Zakta Tzlach, where neither reason is going to apply. And in such a case, Taka Beis Shammai is going to agree to Beis Shammai. V'lochein lo kasha le'al Beis Shammai rak al Beis Hillel shaper hitshem ay davar acher deresagi le'betam she'ayayin goyim. This is the Yisod, the famous piece of the Tzlach. Now there's one major assumption in this statement of the Tzlach. We read it, we explained it, but let's analyze it now. What's the Tzlach saying? How does the Tzlach understand what Beis Shammai, the statement of Beis Shammai, Hayom Goring Liayin Sheyava? What does that mean? What does Hayom mean according to the Tzlach, the way he's interpreting? What does Hayom mean? Okay, let me help. Hayom, Shabbos, Yom, right? That's the simple. That's how it is. What does Hayom mean? Hayom, Goring, Lerim? No. The Kiddush, the Chovas HaKiddush. The Chovas HaKiddush that stems from the Yom. He's not going back to the Yom. It's the Chovas HaKiddush that stems from the Yom. That's how he's clearly interpreting. The Chovas HaKiddush causes the Birchas Hayayin. Right? Without Kiddush, you wouldn't make a bracha on the Yom. And that's why the Tzlach says that if you're Mekadesh Al HaPas, it's not true. Because the Chovas HaKiddush is not goring the Pas, because you make a Hamotzi anyway. You have that Pas anyway because of Suda Shabbos. Now this pshat in Hayom Gorim L'Yayin, it's not the Tzlach's invention.
that Hayom Dorim Liyayim means the Kiddush is Dorim for the Yayim? The Rishon is saying. There is a Rishon that says it beferish. Who is that? Who says it explicitly? That Hayom Dorim Liyayim means the Kiddush.
The Chovas HaKiddush is Dorim.
Yeah, yes, Frank.
Rabbi Yom. No. Who says this? Rabbi Yom says something very different. Hayom Dorim Liyayim doesn't mean Yom HaShabbos. It means the Chovas HaKiddush, which is generated by the Yom HaShabbos, that's what Dorim Liyayim. Who says it? Who says it? Huh. The Arab there is not a Rishon. What? The Rashba? The Rashba. Wait.
Where are we? Not before. Not before.
Anyone else? Rashi. Where is Rashi? Rashi Brothers.
What is Rashi saying, Brothers? Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo. Listen to this. Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo. Not too many words, but you gotta read the word slowly and be medayik in the lashon. Kos zelo ba ela bishvil Shabbos lekiddush. What's he saying? Hayom Gorim Liyayim means that the kos is coming for Kiddush. It's another way of saying the Kiddush is mechayev in the kos. Could be that's what Rashi is really saying. Of course, the Kiddush comes because of Shabbos, but the key is not Shabbos. The key is this kos is coming for Kiddush. So now within the Kiddush, what bracha comes? Should I say Mekadosh HaShabbos, the bracha of Kiddush? The Kiddush is Mechayev Yayin. So why should I say a bar paragraph first? The Kiddush, the Chovas HaKiddush, is what brings the Yayin. So of course I should say Mekadosh HaShabbos first, because say the Brachas HaKiddush first, because that's what's Mechayev, the Yayin. B'chor, what Rashi is saying. That's how the Tzlach has learned. And the Aruch Laner learns that way as well. Chanoch is right. I just was looking for Rishon. But the Aruch Laner does learn that way. And based on this approach of the Aruch Laner, Hitaka has another nafkamina lemaisa, just like the Tzlach. What is the Aruch Laner saying? Lanias daiti yesh lomad lakav tzarech b'shamay taim achvina d'tam shayom gorm liyayin sheyavo levad lo maspik. The same as the Tzlach. He says b'shamay needs both reasons. Why? Because the first reason is not enough. Shari Beshamai Ka'armi Ken Gam B'Psachim B'Kiddush D'Leil Pesach K'mavur B'Psachim. If Beshamai says the Shita not just on Shabbos and Yom Tov but on Leil Pesach, that is what the Mishnah is talking about by us on Kof Yud Aleph. V'Shom Ein HaKiddush Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo Da'afilo B'Lo Kiddush Tzarech Levarech Al Hayayin Mishum Arba Kosos. You thought we were finished with Dalet Kosos? Nope. Zok D'Yarech Laner. Is Kiddush Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo on Leil HaSeder? No. You gotta have Yayin anyway because of Dalet Kosos. It's not just the Chovas Kiddush, it's Dalet Kosos too. Bare Pshita b'mishaloha yelo Yayin v'kiddush al hapas v'aragach bo lo Yayin tzarech lishtos gam kos risho naf she'enu mekadosh olav. And it's a davar pasha, zok d'Aruch Laner. Let's say a person makes Kiddush on Pas. On the Leil HaSeder, he didn't have Yayin. And then they bring him wine afterwards. He has to drink Dalet Kosos, he says. Because there's a Chovas Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos is Mechayev Yayin, four Kosos. Even if he's Mekadosh al Pas. So it's not that Kiddush is Gorim Yayin. It's not Gorim Yayin. There's a different factor that's Gorim Yayin on Leil HaSeder. So why should you make a bar piyagofen first? I'm sorry. Why should you make the Mekadosh Yisrael the Hazmanin first? Why should you make the Brichas HaKiddush first according to Beis Shammai? On the Seder night, the Kiddush is not Gorim Yayin. You have a different Mechayev for the Yayin. V'lachem Yishem Leil Pesach Tzarech Taim Achrina Gankin. That's why Beis Shammai has a different time. They need a second time because on Leil HaSeder the first time doesn't apply. Hayom Gorim Liayin. Hayom is not Gorim Liayin. The Chovas HaKiddush is not Gorim Liayin on the Seder night. You need Yayin anyway because of Dalek Kosos. The Aruch Lener is also learning Hayom Gorim Liayin means Kiddush is Gorim Liayin. Just like Kiddush is not Gorim Liayin if you're Mekadesh Shel HaPas, excuse me, just like Kiddush is not Goreng the Pas, right? Kiddush is not Goreng the Pas if you're Mekadesh Shel HaPas on Shabbos, so too Kiddush is not Goreng the Yayin on Leil HaSeder, because there's a separate Mechayim for Yayin. Comes the Aruch Lener and says, on the Leil HaSeder, Mistama, Lefi, this first time, Beis Shammai would claim, that you should make the Birchas HaKiddush before. This time doesn't apply on the Leil HaSeder. So both the Aruch Lener and the Tzlach seem to be learning Hayom Gorim Liyayin means the Kiddush is Gorim Liyayin. The Kiddush is Gorim the Berchas Hanen. Kiddush is Gorim the Berchas Hanen. And that's what the Tzlach wants to say. If you're Mekadesh Shel HaPas, that time doesn't apply. Aruch Lener wants to say on Leil HaSeder, that time doesn't apply because there's a separate Mechayev for Yayin. This is the Mechayev of Dalek Kosos. Now, just parenthetically, the comment of the Aruch Lener is a tremendous chiddush. Think about it. He says, if a person only had pas, and he's Mekadesh Shel HaPas on the Leil HaSeder, and then he gets Yayin, he'd have to drink Dalek Kosos. Really? You think so? Is that really true? Think about what he's saying. L'chora, that should depend on the Machlokas Tosos and the Rambam, what the nature of Dalek Kosos is. If you assume that Dalek Kosos fundamentally is Dalek Kosos Shel Bracha, that Chazal and Masakin, because of Cheres, they want you to have Dalek Kosos Shel Bracha. On four parts of the Seder, you should have a Kosos of Yayin. So if you Mekadesh Shel HaPas, you missed out on the first one of the Dalek Kosos. You could talk about a Dalek Kosos, Ma'akfin Zeser, not Ma'akfin Zeser, but you can't drink a Kosos just stand without saying Kiddush. What are you going to accomplish? It's not a Kosos Shel Bracha. I have one of the Seders. So Aruch Lener is clearly assuming that the Kavanah Dalek Kosos is a Chova Shpia of Dalek Kosos, like the Rambam. So that's why he says that if you have a Kaddish Al HaPas, you didn't have the wine, they bring you wine afterwards. So drink four cups, don't drink it for two of them. Right? You can't drink it for Vasachas. But as long as you separate between the Kosos, so then that's enough. That's enough. You'll be Yotze, the Chova Dalek Kosos. Just interesting what he's thinking over here. But both the Aruch Lener and the Tzlach seem to understand that Mevarech al Hayom, Hayom Gorim Liayin Shiyavo means the Chovas HaKiddush is Gorim Liayin Shiyavo. And that's why the Tzlach feels that Beis Shammai's time will not apply if you're Mekadesh on Pas. That's a very big assumption. You don't have to learn like that. That's not the Pashup Shad. The Pashup Shad is Hayom Gorim Liayin means Shabbos is Gorim Liayin. Of course, through Kiddush. But it's the Yom HaShabbos that's Gorim. The Yom HaShabbos is Gorim that we're going to make a bracha on the Yayin, that we're going to have a Kos of Kiddush. That's what Beis Shammai is saying. And if Beis Shammai is saying that the Yom HaShabbos is Gorim, then the time of the Tzlach is not a time. He says, what? Is he Mekadesh Shel HaPas? You can't tell me how Yom is Gorim Liayin. The Kiddush is Gorim the Pas? I have a Chiyuv to eat Pas even without Kiddush. But if you understand how Yom Gorim Liayin means Shabbos is Gorim Liayin, Shabbos is Gorim that now I'm going to have Yayin. Shabbos is Gorim that you're going to have Pas. Shabbos is Gorim that you're going to have Pas. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. You have to have a Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. Shabbos is Taka Gorim that you have to have Pas. So now you'll have Pas with Kiddush. But the Lashon of the Yom is Gorim Pas, that applies to Pas as well. Right? The Yom is Gorim the Birchas Hananen? Of course. Shabbos is Gorim that you have to say Hamotzi on Pas because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. The Tzlach was learning it's the Kiddush that's Gorim the Yayin. Kiddush is Gorim the Yayin? That's not true when it comes to Pas because the Kiddush is not Gorim the Pas. I have a Chiyuv even without Kiddush. But if you learn that the Yom HaShabbos is Gorim, Yom HaShabbos could be Gorim for different reasons. Even by Pas, the Yom HaShabbos is Taka Gorim that you should have Pas so that you'll have Suda Shabbos because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So this idea that the Yom is Gorim the Yayin, not that the Kiddush is Gorim the Yayin, but Yom Gorim the Yayin means the Yom HaShabbos is Gorim, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's Ephraim's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus writes in a short comment, Hayom Gorim the Yayin, Shiyavah Klom HaShim Lo Bavur HaShabbos Lo Hayinu Tzrichin Lahavi Yayin LaKadesh. Shabbos is goreim the yayin. There's no chovas kiddush without Shabbos. V'nimtza shel ikar toli b'Shabbos. The key is the Shabbos. It's totally in Shabbos. The key is not the kiddush is goreim yayin. Shabbos is goreim the yayin. So Shabbos is goreim the yayin. If that's the Talmud Beishamai, that will apply even if you're mekadesh al hapas. Even if you're mekiddush on pas. The yom Shabbos is goreim the chiyuv hapas. I have a chiyuv hapas mishum suda Shabbos. No, that's exactly the point. Shabbos requires that you eat pas because you can't fast on Shabbos. So it's mechayev suda Shabbos, and because it's mechayev that you eat pas, therefore, when you make kiddush on pas, you'll have to say the birchas hakiddush first because it's the yom haShabbos that's goreim that you have pas. So if you learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah, so then this taina of the tzlach that the first reason of the Shabbos doesn't apply for mekadesh al hapas, it's not true. Not true. It's hardly questionable. So then the nafkamina of the tzlach is not going to apply either. Right? He says, if you're mekadesh mivod yom ala pas, then maybe Beishamai would flip their shita. Who says they'll flip their shita? Beishamai claims that even if you're mekadesh ala pas, the first time still applies against the tzlach. Right? So this chiddush of the tzlach in havonas Beishamai, which leads to a chiddush ladina, is dependent on his understanding of the lashon of Beishamai. But if you take Rabbi Yonah's approach, then the whole nafkamina of the tzlach is not going to work.